Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process.
I want y'all to think of a number, 99.9%. That's the percentage of African American voters who have not yet had a chance to vote in America. One more number, 99.8. That's the percent of Latino voters who haven't had a chance to vote.
Former Vice President Joe Biden kickstarted a push in South Carolina before New Hampshire's votes were counted. He finished fifth in the small majority white state, but he's polling around twice as well as any other candidate with South Carolina's majority black Democratic electorate. The first Southern primary is 2 weeks from Saturday, 1 week after Nevada's. Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg isn't on the ballot in Nevada or South Carolina. He's trying to get ahead of criticism about an edited 2015 video that came out with statements he made while mayor about young men of color. It rekindled anger about the controversial stop and frisk policy he implemented, considered to be racial profiling. Yesterday, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick exited the race for the Democratic nomination, and Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price resigned in the wake of the caucus reporting chaos to help the IDP move forward with an independent review of the collaborative process between the Iowa Party, its vendors, and the Democratic National Committee. Price said his employees were amazing and didn't deserve the, quote, enduring threats to personal safety, taunts, and anger from people around the globe, unquote. Turnout at the Iowa caucuses was around the same as it was in 2016, but way less than in 2008. A surprise to Laura Bellin, editor of Iowa political website Bleeding Heartland.
I've seen people say, well, you know, there are so many candidates and a lot of people couldn't decide, so they stayed home. Well, New Hampshire had pretty high turnout. New Hampshire's turnout was more like on 2008 level. So I don't think that is really a satisfactory explanation.
Overall turnout was high in New Hampshire. It turned out to be above 2008's record. Arnie Arneson, the first woman nominated by the Democratic Party to run for governor in her state of New Hampshire and Pacifica radio host, points out that the youth vote wasn't quite as high as some had expected.
We keep hoping that young people will be engaged and they will vote. It didn't really happen in Iowa, and it doesn't necessarily happen in New Hampshire.
Andrew Feldman from Rock the Vote, a nonprofit that mobilizes young voters, is concerned about a new state law changing the requirements for establishing residency in New Hampshire, which is seen as an attempt to suppress the college vote.
That, you know, can add a lot of confusion and challenges to the process for young people across the state.
Arnie Arneson said it's still early to tell whether that new law had a direct impact on potential voters.
But trust me, voter suppression does have an impact because people basically self-select and say, I'm not going to bother. All right? They don't want to go through those hoops. It's hard enough to get people to vote for the first time. It's hard enough to get them to make a decision. And then you create this sort of chaos around what you need to produce. And as a result, then people are going to say, why? What's the point?
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Wolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.